This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Ascensus, helping people dream bigger, aim higher, and save more with financial confidence. Unleash the power of your retirement savings plan with innovative technology that makes things easy, top-notch service from experts who care, and flexible solutions that can grow with you. For more than 40 years, Ascensus has been helping savers achieve their goals. We can help you achieve yours, too. Learn more at Ascensus.com. That's ASCENSUS.com.
Is artificial intelligence a content thief? I'm David Brancaccio. The New York Times Company is suing the generative artificial intelligence firm OpenAI and Microsoft over ChatGPT. In a court filing, the Times says the tech companies use the newspaper's copyrighted content to feed their AI, Marketplace's Nova Safo reports.
The New York Times is accusing OpenAI not only of using the newspaper's copyrighted articles, but of specifically emphasizing that content when building its large language models. Those are the systems that make ChatGPT possible. As a result, the Times says ChatGPT and Microsoft's Bing Chat are creating responses to user queries that recite Times content verbatim. The Times is seeking compensation for the unauthorized use of billions of dollars worth of its content. This is not the first copyright lawsuit over ChatGPT, but it's the first from a major U.S. media organization. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
You'll see a lot of headlines in the coming days about how the S&P 500 stock index went up. Perhaps we'll see 25% this year, or the NASDAQ going up 45% or so. Again, we'll see. But when the holiday lights get put back in the attic and the inflatable lawn Santas lie fallow in the slush, we'll see what the stock market does or does not do. I just spoke to Susan Schmidt, head of public equity at the State of Wisconsin Investment Board.
We could have a very volatile January. Companies haven't come out and said things are wonderfully better. This is the market's response to comments from the Fed, and the market's running away with the idea that perhaps the Fed will be lowering interest rates sooner than was anticipated. And we are seeing that reflected because lower interest rates impact smaller companies more quickly and more aggressively. It's easier for them to operate. They're more sensitive to those interest rates. And you're seeing that with the Russell 2000 index dominated by small companies, which has really been on a tear and continues to be strong right as we go into year end.
It's worth reminding ourselves also that, yes, if you put all your money in the stock market January 2nd, 44-45%. Return there. But if you put all your money in the stock market in mid-November of 2021, you still haven't made your money back.
That's right. We're still not at the highs that we reached in 2021, just below them for these indices. And that's a reminder that volatility happens. Again, last year for the NASDAQ, which is our leading index this year, down 33%. Granted, up 44% this year, but you've got to be able to ride that out.
Analyst Susan Schmidt. You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it affects you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now. A shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and a lot more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Ryssdal. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? Don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
What can zeros and ones do for the very tangible world of agriculture? The BBC's Archana Shukla reports from India on hopes that more digital can help farmers become more productive.
I'm at a vineyard on the outskirts of the southern city of Bangalore, and it's on a huge expanse. Hundreds of rows of vines loaded with grape buds. A bunch of women farm workers are pruning the plants. On the look of it, it seems like any other farm. But what distinguishes this from the others is a small device installed amidst the rows of vines. A 6 feet tall pole that has multiple sensors to check for rain and wind speeds and even to check level of water deep down the soil.
What farmer really needs is what to do with that data. Of course,
Ananda Verma is co-founder of Fussel, an agri-tech startup.
So this is where AI comes in.
Their algorithm matches the sensor data with weather patterns to predict irrigation and fertilizer schedules or even manage potential pest attacks. It then sends specific advisories through their app to farmers.
What we have seen, especially in case of horticulture crops, the productivity increases up to 20-25% if you do these things right in the way that we suggest to the farmer.
Farmers need to buy the device for $300 and pay a subscription fee for the advisories on the mobile app. Nitin Patel is on the vineyard guiding workers. He has been using the service for the last 5 years to plan irrigation schedules.
With the help of this AI data, we are now able to get to know when the vines really need the water, and we can just irrigate them only at the crucial stage. And that's helping us to save around 50% of the water.
I'm at a testing facility of another startup just a few kilometers away from the vineyard. And next to me is a towering chemical spraying vehicle that uses artificial intelligence. It's eye-catching, painted in bright orange and yellow colors. And the first thing you notice are the two large metal robotic arms opening up on either sides, like in a scene in the Hollywood film Transformers. These AI-powered machines are aiming to improve efficiency in spraying fertilizers and pesticides, a major expense for farmers. As the sprayer moves, 5 precision cameras installed on these arms scan the ground in real time and activates the spray nozzle only when it identifies a plant, skipping weed and empty ground.
We know exactly what our sprayers are doing.
Jay Simha Rao started Nico Robotics in 2019, and his robotic sprayers are now deployed in 50 locations across the country.
The way spraying is done in India is on an acre level, and our mission is to boil that down into a plant-level decision-making. Just by spraying only on the plant, we are seeing a 56% savings compared to what traditional method of spraying is.
In a nearby guava farm, Fussel team is installing a new sensor device. Data-driven agriculture promises to be the game changer to make farming profitable. But it's still early stages. They don't yet work for every crop and are limited to few regions. Expanding their reach to majority of India's farmers will take significant time and investments. In Bangalore, I am the BBC's Archana Shukla for Marketplace.
And you're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.